This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, dominating the headlines is what's happening with Medicaid expansion. And it sounds like many red states now have Medicaid expansion on hold. According to Forbes magazine, several states led by Republican governors appear to be putting Medicaid expansion under the ACA on hold, given talk that the incoming Trump administration may scrap the law or move to federal block grants to cover poor Americans. So they say state-elected officials in Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota, and political pundits in Georgia are saying talk of expanding Medicaid before the election has now subsided, at least for the 2017 legislative sessions. Now, that means, according to this article, that 500,000 Americans will have to wait for health benefits. I'm under the impression that everything is still status quo until we find out what happens in January. So it's not that everybody in the month of December is going to be losing insurance, or in the month of January. 31 states plus the District of Columbia that have expanded Medicaid under the health care law, but most of the recent states who expand Medicaid have been led by Republicans, including Indiana, where Mike Pence was governor. They say Georgia, Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota were among GOP-led states considering Medicaid expansion before the election, given the generous federal funding formula that was available under the law. I believe in the olden days it was 50-50 split, and now that the government picks up 90% of the tab from Medicaid expansion through the year 2020. Originally it was 100%, and then now I guess this next year states pay 10% of it. Now, this has been kind of news to us. What we have been told is many of the states have had to expand it on their own. But now we're being told that the government did reimburse them. I don't know all the details to that. I don't know if the government reimbursed them the whole time. I don't know. So, they say, which is kind of interesting, this on hold, we're in limbo attitude, how they worded it. Idaho's House Speaker told media in that state after the election there was no sense on working on the branches of a problem if the root is going to be pulled up. That's Scott Bedke, a Republican from Oakley, Idaho. Which, I see that. That makes sense. You know, why are you spending money and time legislating something that could be changed? I mean, we need January 20th to come so we can figure out what's going on. State lawmakers say they're going to now wait and see what Congress does with the Affordable Care Act in 2017 before deciding whether to pursue expansion. They say it's pretty clear from the election that Congress will be spending a great deal of time on the Affordable Care Act. There's certainly a desire to expand health care coverage, according to Nebraska Senator John McAllister, to 97,000 Nebraskans. But until we get some clarity from Congress and the President, I don't think it's useful to spend much time on it. So, Medicaid expansion. This is something that obviously is going to be the vulnerable point in terms of a quick repeal of Obamacare, because you have people that have their Medicaid card. Now, you know and I know that just because somebody has a Medicaid card doesn't mean they're getting health care. All right? Yes, they technically have a Medicaid card if they need it, but many of them are going to the hospital with that Medicaid card. One of the reasons why 8 years ago I said, guys, we need to build clinics in every city, parish, township, etc. All right? We can employ nurses, employ receptionists, employ doctors, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, RNs, LPNs, MAs. Okay? We can employ people. We could charge a low amount, $5, $10 a visit. It doesn't always have to be free. We could have big donors in each state and each city that want their name on the building to donate the MRI or donate the CAT scan or donate the X-ray machine or donate goods. We can have the pharmaceutical companies donate medications. Some of the medications that are soon to expire that we know the expiration date was supposed to be very conservative date where the medicines are actually good for another year. Have those medicines on board. There's a way to do this. And the reason why I wanted this infrastructure built is because I knew that Medicaid, under this political, you know, roller coaster and seesaw, was going to be in jeopardy over and over and over again, and that the Medicaid was going to be abused. And how do we know if people are going to actually get the care that they need? Now, this study came out, I believe, out of Kentucky, where Medicaid had covered 636,000 adult Kentuckians who were aged 19 to 34. But 46.5% of these people were in the ages of 19 to 34 years old. Young people more and more are needing to go on Medicaid. Why is that? Why are they not able to get a job? Why are they not able to get health insurance? Why did these, you know, they said nearly 78% or 493,000 who obtained coverage under expanded Medicaid eligibility, half of those newly covered Kentuckians were young adults, age 19 to 34. When a 20-year-old already has to rely on the government to support them, we're doing something wrong. Why are our able-bodied... Now, mind you, if somebody's sick, and that's what Medicaid or Medicare will cover. If you're sick, if you are in extreme poverty, if you are... I mean, and that's what it's there for. But really, we have hundreds of thousands just in Kentucky alone who are millennials that need to be on the government dollar? You know, why? What are we doing wrong? So, of course, and now here they are talking about, well, you know, we got to figure out what we're doing with Medicaid expansion. And then the government and everybody talking about it looks like bad guys. Am I the only one who thinks that there's something wrong with this? What happens if you have to pay $5 or $10? Okay, why aren't we working on getting these people jobs? How is somebody not employed and not getting health insurance through their job or not being able to afford health insurance? So that's a scary statistic. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, one thing I have been seeing a plethora of, but this one email that I received last night kind of hit home. One of my listeners who lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, hates their job. I mean, really hates their job. And he can't dissect what it is. Is it that he hates his coworkers? Is it that he's getting older? But he hates his job. And it doesn't sound suicidal or, you know, but he's like, I hate my job. And he really can't find anything else. That's what he's trained to do. So I think we need to talk about that a little bit, okay? Because I think a lot of us find ourselves in a job that we really don't want to switch gears because we put in countless student loans into an education. We got a degree in that. And we've been doing that job for years. We have all this experience, and we don't feel like we could start over. And I'm going to tell you something. Okay, the one thing that I have learned is you could start over and start from scratch anytime you want. And it's not a bad thing. It's very, very interesting. Before we go into what you could do or what, what's going on and what our options are, because that one commercial was great. You know that commercial where they're like, you know, General, we need your passcode. You know, they're attacking us. Hurry. And he's like, you need my passcode. Yeah, hurry, General. We need your passcode now. Okay. Well, it's I-H-A-T-E, my job one. And he basically spells out, I hate my job one. So that was his password, which, by the way, is a very, very good password, you know, because it has all the letters and it's easy to remember. And yeah, so that's his password. And he was obviously embarrassed, but it shed light on a lot of people. And I think it's very, very healthy. I think it is very healthy. You don't want to sit there and just constantly have bitch sessions where you're just always griping. But I think it's very healthy to sit down and go, do I really like what I'm doing? Is this really making me happy? And then you want to weigh the pros and the cons. Now, Forbes magazine talks about what to do when you hate your job. Interesting. He says, oh, and here they go. Start by doing a quick self-assessment. Okay, you know, so you need to kind of, you know, why do you hate your job? You know, is it the people? Is it because you don't like what you're doing? Next, they go figure out if it's you or the job you're unhappy with. Okay, if you love your marriage, if you love spending time with the kids, if you love, you know, the rest of your life, but it's just your job you hate, okay, then, it, you know, then it's a job. But if you notice that, you know, there's just all around you, things are not to your liking, then there may be some depression, or you may need some sort of an overhaul. And by an overhaul, meaning like a makeover, where, okay, you know what, let's get you a new look, let's get you into the gym, let's get you healthy. Let's get you, take a trip, take a vacation. Let's just, you know, change courses. Let's learn another language. Let's, you know, look at another career choice, that kind of thing. So it's really important to do this self-reflection type of thing. Let's say it is just a job. Okay. You want to sit down and talk to your boss. Okay. Is it okay? Well, I don't make enough money. Okay, and let's look at that. Okay, well, I don't like my job because I don't make enough money. Well, let's actually look at it. Okay, are you making the same amount of money as anybody else in your field? Well, yeah. So why is it enough money? Because I can't pay my mortgage. Well, if you can't pay your mortgage, is that your job's fault or is that your fault? Do you have a mortgage that's so high that no, you wouldn't be able to afford that? Sometimes we start to buy, and then we don't look at what we did, but we look at the job, going, well, this is the job's fault. I mean, you may be making good money. You may be making really good money. Don't give up that job yet. Now, if you are underpaid, you know, and you talk to the supervisor and go, look, you know, this is an exciting career choice. I like the firm. I like my job. I like working with you. But, can you give me a glimpse into how the future looks in terms of what we're looking at with income? Because the current income I'm making, it's still very difficult for me to make ends meet. And I know that the average engineer or the average marketing representative or the average nurse, the average, you know, makes this much. What can I do to improve, you know, improve my income or improve this situation? Or, you know, be productive. Don't walk up to your boss saying, I'm not making enough money. Okay? Because then you're going to start putting them on the defensive. Okay? And again, don't quit. Okay, stop for a second and see. Okay, you may not, okay, the grass may not be greener on the other side of the fence. Okay, you may not be, looking at your situation very objectively. Now, if you really hate your job, if they have passed you over for promotion over and over and over again, if you see that they are screwing you and putting a knife behind your back, no, that's not a place you could be long term. But if you're perceiving a knife behind the back when that's not what's really happening, you may need to get somebody from the outside, take a look at the situation and ask them. You know, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, look, can you kind of look at this? Am I being screwed over or am I overthinking things? No, you're being screwed over. You need to tell them off. You know, that kind of thing. So, and again, I'm not talking about, you know, your best buddy. I'm talking about maybe somebody objective that could take a look. But never quit mad. Always calm down. Never send an email, you know. Sometimes when you hate your job, it's an attitude thing. You know, maybe try to look at the job parts that you like and talk to your supervisor. And go, you know what? This is what I really like. This is what I really love to do. So if you have a, and you know, it's very interesting because I do this a lot with people. I'm like, look, I really like this, but this other part isn't really in my wheelhouse. This is in your wheelhouse, but do you like, you know, it's like, for example, you know, one of my jobs, I really, really like public speaking. And there's people there that don't really want to do the public speaking. I'm like, well, I'll take care of that. On the flip side, you might help me with this. That kind of thing. And so there's ways around it so that you like more of your days. Okay? Also, I mean, you know, sometimes coming to work, you know, put some pride into it, you know, but, you know, imagine what you want to do, what you want to be, and where you want to go. And if it's a real like me, I would love to be, you know, in a movie with Michael Fassbender. That's not realistic. That's not going to happen. Especially a love scene with Michael Fassbender. That's not going to happen. Okay? So realistic goals. But if I really want to expand to the point where I am, let's say, continually be on a speaking circuit. I love public speaking. I love motivational speaking. So let's say that's a goal of mine. That's a realistic goal. And so you want to sit down with your boss and go, how do we make this happen? Because your boss needs to know also what your end game is. They need to know that you're loyal to the company. They need to know that you want to work there. But they also want to know that you are getting gratification. Is it self-satisfaction? You're gratified. They want to know because they want to know that you are going to be there long term. So if all your dreams are being pushed aside for the common company, and they think that one day you're going to have a midlife crisis, they got to be careful because you don't want them to fire you either. But you know, let them know that your goals are very, very important. Too. You know, let's say there's a conference you want to go to. Let's say you're really into Comic-Con and you collect, this is a huge hobby of yours. You collect comic books, you sell them. This is a thing of yours. This is important, you know, and you don't think your boss is going to let you go. You need to tell them. Go, look, you know what? I will work Christmas. I will work whatever, but this is big. This is huge for me. You got to let me go to this. This I got to do. This is me. I mean, let them know, you know, and they may actually feel better knowing they made you happy. Remember, they want you to be happy. They don't want you to be unhappy. If they think you're going to be unhappy, you're not going to last. Okay? You got to be careful not to take it out on others. You got to make sure that you don't start to talk to other people and complain about your job. All right? But, you know, you could stay within the company and change your role. You know, one thing that I think happens a lot, which is very frustrating, is we feel like we're underutilized. We have talents. We have amazing talents. And we don't get to use those talents. So here we are doing a job. And you're like, but this isn't, you know, when do you get to, you know, this is what I could do. I could be one of your best employees in that particular aspect of the job, but you're not having me do it. You're having me do statistics and that, you know, when can I do this? Again, you don't want to say it that way, but, you know, say, look, you know, this is my wheelhouse. So if there's a project where you need that, please let me have a go at it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, we send our kids to school. And we do our best if they have asthma. And asthma is an inflammatory condition that causes air restriction and actually decrease in compliance such that the air doesn't seem to get out as well in an asthmatic set of lungs. And the inflammation prevents good air exchange for an asthmatic child. It's very scary when you see your child go through this because you think they're not going to, you know, they're going to stop breathing. And sometimes asthma can, unfortunately, kill your child. So you do your best to get rid of allergens in the house. You make sure you keep the pets away. You have air filters. You vacuum. You do everything you can. Then you send your kid to school and you find out that mice allergens could be the biggest trigger. Mice allergens. So, asthma is the number one chronic illness in children. It affects one out of every 10 youngsters. They say that number is growing for reasons no one has been able to explain. So, according to one study that's been published in the Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics, researchers looked at 284 children with asthma in a city in northeastern United States. The students who were between ages 4 and 13 were enrolled in 37 public schools, described as being, quote-unquote, inner city, and were followed by doctors for one school year. The research team, led by Wanda Fipatonkul of Boston Children's University and Harvard Medical School, also took classroom and home dust samples from floors, as well as from desk, chair surfaces, and analyzed them for allergens. Researchers found cat and dog allergens in common quantities, dust mite levels were lower, and cockroach and rat allergens were mostly undetectable. Interestingly, none of these airborne allergies appeared to be linked with worse outcomes, but what's surprise them is mice. This showed up in 99.5% of the school samples. The concentration of mice allergen was significantly higher than in the homes. And the children with higher exposure to mouse allergen in schools had increased asthma symptoms and lower lung function after adjusting for, you know, exposures in the house. So previous studies in Germany and Sweden found a similar link between exposure at schools to cat and dog allergens, etc. In the U.S., back in 2003, a study in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology found a link between asthma prevalence rates and levels of cockroach allergen in schools. So mice. Now, it's not the little mouse that the teachers have as a pet. Usually they'll have a gerbil. One of my teachers had a scorpion, and then my kids decided to take it home. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? Get the scorpion out. I was so mad. So it's got to be mice running around the, I mean, there's mice. A child in a classroom with a mouse allergen level at the 25th percentile exposure for study will have an estimated 0.6 fewer days of asthma symptoms in a two-week period compared with a child in a classroom with mouse allergen exposure at the 75th percentile. This would translate to 61 days of asthma symptoms versus 73 days during the school year. Okay, so basically mice is what could be causing your kid's asthma. You know, I've been asked by parents, what should they have the school do when you have a kid that has asthma? Now, first, many schools have their own protocols, so it's going to be very hard for you to go, look, Dr. Dahlia says this. But personally, okay, what I would do is I would make sure. It's hard when your kid is really young. But, you know, when your kid is older, you teach your kid what your kid needs. You make sure the school nurse and the school administration and the school's teachers each have in writing, okay, what that child needs. Make sure the kid has like a MediCard, so to speak. You could laminate it for cheap where it's in the kid's pocket or in the kid's backpack. Okay, so if God forbid there is a problem, the kid has the instructions also. Okay, you know, albuterol, this is what I take, et cetera, et cetera. Because there's always somebody who's not going to read an email or something's going to get misfiled, and that's really, really scary. But I got to be honest, the school nurses are really on top of it. These schools, for the most part, are really prepared. But if you're like, look, the school may not be, you know, The school may not be protected against allergens that can send my kid to school or exercise-induced asthma. You know, kids on the PE field, what do they do? Well, also talk to the doctor or medical provider. The medical provider says, look, make sure they take a hit of their inhaler, you know, before they go out onto the field. Then you make sure that happens and make sure the gym teacher knows. You know, it's important to get as many people involved to know. And you aren't going to embarrass your kid. Listen, I've embarrassed my kids. I know how to embarrass my kids, okay? Making sure they don't die of an asthma exacerbation is, who gives a damn about embarrassing them, okay? And, you know, many kids now have asthma. It's actually pretty cool. Okay, it's pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Probiotics may actually help you with stress. They say eating probiotic yogurts could help to cure stress and anxiety, according to new research. Beneficial live bacteria that are introduced to the body have become increasingly popular as a way, obviously, to improve gut health. But they say the benefits, like Activia yogurts, etc., could actually help people feel better. They said these were even tested on zebrafish. Researchers at the University of Missouri tested how the animals behaved after doses of common bacteria found in probiotic supplements. In this first study, scientists added it to tanks that housed the animals. Other tanks received no probiotics. Then they introduced human-like stress to both groups by draining small amounts of water from the tank, overcrowding, replicating isolation, and overcrowding, watching Hillary Clinton on TV, all these things, okay? Gene pathways were then analyzed, allowing scientists to discover those who had probiotics showed a reduction in stress. So lead researcher Daniel Davis said by measuring the genes associated with stress and anxiety, our tests were able to predict how this common probiotic is able to benefit behavioral responses in fish. All right, so what do we do with humans? Okay, yeah, they use zebrafish. That's pretty exciting. But what about humans? Well, very interesting. I was interviewed by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, John Prismas, regarding gut microbiomes. And I talked to him about how about a year ago I was talking on my show to you guys, okay, about how it could affect serotonin. And he had actually written an article on how your brain and gut communicate with each other. And I think he's 1,000% correct. There's apparently a doctor out of California that talks about how it's not a monologue, or as John Prispus wrote, it's not a monologue but a dialogue between your gut bacteria and your brain. And we're finding that more and more our gut bacteria have probably so much more influence than we think. Researchers have been studying this, and Dr. Emeryn Mayer, executive director of the Oppenheimer Center for Neurobiology of Stress and Resilience, calls it the mind-gut connection. How the hidden conversation within our body impacts our mood, our choices, and our overall health. So, you know, this is very, very interesting where you, and you know, think about it. So you got trillions and trillions of bacteria in the gut. They grow, okay, they metabolize, they, you know, replicate, they die. These send signals. And I believe that these send some sort of neurotransmission to the brain. So it's not only the brain telling, you know, your body what to do and your gut what to do. Oh, no, this is a stressful flight or fright response. The gut bacteria could actually increase it and change your mood. And we talked about how serotonin is made in the gut. And these certain bacteria may be what's releasing serotonin in the gut. Now, high carb, not good. Alcohol, high sugar, not good for the gut bacteria, not good for your microbiome, not good for your serotonin. But vegetables, yes. Yogurt, probiotics, yes. So, you know, we may start to see more and more probiotic type of recommendations. The problem is we don't know what the hell we're getting out there, you know, in many of these health food stores. So there may have to be some sort of regulation so we know what we're getting. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Real quickly here, I know you guys hear the commercials about MyPillow. You see them on Fox News. You see them all over the place. And I got to admit, it's a good pillow. It really is. I use MyPillow. And I don't talk about a lot of products on my show because I don't really buy a lot of products. I mean, I buy a lot of, you know, tampons and toilet paper and deodorant. I don't really buy a lot of makeup or jewelry or whatever, but I do really like this MyPillow. And I guess there's a discount if you use a coupon code DDW. So go to MyPillow.com, my as an MY pillow.com, use code DDW for D, Dr. Dahlia, W, or double D. Yeah, I'm double D also, but DDW for MyPillow. It's a good product. It really is. It helped me sleep. I'm not having neck pain like I used to. I'm not having the migraines like I used to. So there's definitely something to it. So I'm a fan. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Zika babies can develop their microcephaly months after birth. Remember they talked about this a while back where the babies don't necessarily have to come out already having the characteristic small skull, but the lack of appearance of it and the stunting of the growth can happen after, months after. A study released today by the CDC provides unfortunately disturbing new data, according to Washington Post, about a small group of Zika-infected babies in Brazil who were born with normal-sized heads but developed microcephaly 5 months to a year after birth. The report is the first to document a link between infants with laboratory evidence of Zika infection in utero who experienced poor head growth with microcephaly developing after birth. They say other researchers have described cases of babies developing microcephaly after birth. They, I guess they could only presume that those infants had been infected congenitally, meaning during the womb. So what happened? I mean, can they get infected after birth? The new study documents that even without microcephaly, Zika-infected babies can have severe neurological damage and other problems. While the infants examined had brain abnormalities, such as decreased brain volume, structures in the brain that were too large and filled with fluid, and decreased brain tissue with a specific pattern of calcium deposits indicating damage. In a few cases, the mothers had ultrasounds during pregnancy that showed the infant's brain abnormalities. But in other babies, these problems only showed up during CAT scans or MRIs. So they had lagging rate of head growth. They also had other significant damage, muscle tone. Remember I told you there were like five aspects to the damage that the baby could have in terms of lack of tone, lack of inability to extend the arms, inability to speak, issues with swallowing, even seizures, crying, etc. Some had muscle weakness on one side or the other. Some have involuntary muscle contractions that cause tremors. Others have difficulty swallowing as well as seizures and vision problems. They say this is clear evidence that children can be severely affected even if they didn't have microcephaly at birth. So how affected will infants be who don't have microcephaly? So, you know, what everybody's been asking is what's the percentage of babies affected with Zika that have problems? Well, we don't know. Because if we're not testing every baby, we don't know. You know, just because a baby has a normal head size doesn't mean they're in the clear. Now, if a mom has Zika, and it looks like there's a lot more screening going on of pregnant women. If the mom has Zika, we're going to be watching that baby closer. But of these thousands of cases that were occurring before somebody decides to take a look, we just may never know. You know, I don't think it's 100%. I don't think it's if the mom has Zika, the baby's definitely going to have problems. And if the baby has Zika, there's a 100% chance. We don't believe it's 100%. But we do believe that the rate is high. Now, remember, yesterday or last week, the World Health Organization said Zika is no longer a global health emergency, meaning there could be some, you know, shifts with funding, some shifts with stress and attention, depending on certain cities and counties and countries. But it's still a public health challenge. It's still an emergency, especially in Brazil, and we're still getting more cases in Florida.
So, unfortunately, with this CDC study, they looked at 13 infants who were born between October 2015 and this past August who had a normal head size. All show brain abnormalities on CAT scans or MRI, several of them as early as a few days after birth. The babies underwent extensive imaging and brain, eye, hearing, and orthopedic examinations. All 13 had a slowdown in head growth, and 11 babies that decline had slowed to the point where it met the definition of microcephaly. So researchers said they don't know how Zika infection during pregnancy can lead to this after birth. They said the decrease in head size might be the consequence of earlier destruction of critical neural stem cells or other neural cells, which are, so basically, someone's like, well, wait a second, if the damage is happening, how are they looking normal? And then the damage sets in. Because remember, the baby obviously has to grow. And if the stem cells, if the normal cells, okay, the normal healthy cells have been affected, then they're not going to do what they're supposed to. It's very sad to see this. Really, really sad. So what is this congenital Zika syndrome that we talked about? It's this cluster of the small head size, the decreased brain tissue. They found calcium deposits, okay? There was damage to the back of the eye. There was a specific scarring pattern with increased pigment, that extreme muscle tone that restricts body movement, limited range of motion like clubfoot, hearing loss, seizures, irritability, difficulty swallowing, cognitive, sensory, and motor skills. That's being reported by the Washington Post. Now, officials say pregnancy registries in Puerto Rico, where Zika continues to spread, and on the U.S. mainland, they are tracking pregnant women with any evidence of Zika. Those surveillance systems may now allow us to find out more about what's going on with the baby. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say music, listening to music could change the way chocolate tastes. I don't think I like this at all. They said study found the creaminess of chocolate changed with sound. Soft musical notes make chocolate taste creamier. Sharp notes make chocolate taste rough and bitter. You know, this I believe, because I remember my mom would be yelling at me at dinner time. And food just didn't taste good. And the reason why food doesn't taste good when you're stressed is because when you're stressed, your body won't be able to digest well. So your body decides to not want you to eat. Now, some of us are stress eaters. I went from being a very, very skinny kid to opposite, where I was a stress eater. But stress makes, you know, drops the appetite. And you know, it's interesting. They say a series of soft notes such as Adele's Hello, although I'm kind of sick of the song. I like Adele, but I'm sick of the song Hello, could make a piece of dark chocolate taste more creamy. Okay, so they say listen to audio while you eat the chocolate. No, thank you. I'll just eat my chocolate. The University of Oxford researchers are now working with a group of chocolatiers in Belgium to produce a box of confectionery that can be eaten along with an accompanying soundtrack. They claim chocoholics will be able to increase their enjoyment of the snacks by listening to music and the sounds that have been matched to them. Now, where this could have a very practical application is you have a very dietetic piece of chocolate, very low sugar, low fat, but is rich in antioxidants, that anybody else would say this tastes like crap. But you eat it while listening to music, and you're like, oh, wow, this is yummy. So I see how this could work. It just, I honestly, you would have to basically have me on propofol to want to eat a piece of chocolate like that. Professor Charles Spence, an experimental food psychologist at the University of Oxford, led the study, says it seems we find it difficult to keep our experiences separated. What we feel about one thing carries over to influence what we think about others we experience at the same time. The researcher, whose work is published in the journal Appetite, gave 116 volunteers small squares of dark chocolate with either 71% or 81% cocoa. Oh, no, those are going to taste like crap. They were asked to taste the chocolate and report how they tasted. Each time they had the chocolate, they either ate in silence or while listening to musical notes. When listening to long legato notes from a flute, they reported the chocolate tasted creamier. And when listening to dissonant staccato notes on a violin, it was rougher or bitter. So, basically, they say listen to jazz to make sushi taste better, opera to make your Italian food taste better. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel. Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.